All right, so someone dropped a whole lot of paper on us about Basie's roofing.
Yeah, looks like somebody's getting ready for a new roof. Or at least hoping that old one makes it through the next round of Oklahoma hail.
As always, you came to the right place. Let's do this deep dive and turn you from overwhelmed to expert on Basie's roofing. And we always start with the website.
I love a good website.
Right. And this one, well, it's pretty standard. Boasting about being professional, you know, experienced. All that good stuff.
The usual suspects. But we both know talk is cheap, right? Actions speak louder.
That's why we do this deep dive. Anyone can say they're the best. We got to look past the marketing and see what's really what.
Digging for the gold.
Now, one thing I noticed right off the bat, they're not just here in Oklahoma. They cover Northwest Arkansas, too. You know, they even have different phone numbers listed. One for each area.
Oh,
so it's more than just casting a wide net, right? Think about it. You're working across state lines, different building codes, different weather. I mean, Oklahoma wind and hailstorms, those are no joke.
No kidding.
And Arkansas, they have their own brand of weather weirdness up there.
For sure. Makes you think, you really want a roofer who gets all that, knows the lay of the land, literally.
Definitely. And speaking of things you want in a roofer, buzzwords. We got to talk buzzwords.
Oh, yeah. Hit me with them.
Fully licensed, written warranty, positive experience, all the good stuff. But you got to wonder, is it just fancy talk or is there something real behind it?
Well, with those phrases, it's less about flash and more about, well, think of it like the foundation of a house.
Okay, I like it. The foundation.
Yeah, you don't see it, but it's crucial, right? Fully licensed now. That tells you they've met the state requirements. And that usually means they've got insurance, maybe bonding, all that boring but important stuff that protects you if things go south.
Right, right. You're covered. It's like a safety net.
Exactly. And a written warranty, that's not just a piece of paper. That's them putting their money where their mouth is. It's a guarantee, you know, that they stand behind their work. And that positive experience.
I was wondering where you were going with that one. What about it?
It's harder to fake than you think. Look, anybody can say they're great, but a true positive experience that comes from actually caring about the customer, you know, going the extra mile.
It's about building trust.
Exactly. And that's what you want when someone's working on your roof.
Makes total sense. Now, something else on the website caught my eye. There's a quote from the owner, this Gary Basie. And he's all about how customer satisfaction, that's how they measure their success.
Bold statement.
Right. It feels different from the usual marketing spiel.
It is. Most places brag about how many roofs they've done or awards they've won. But this Gary Basie, he's putting it all on the line. Tying their success directly to your experience, I mean, that takes guts.
And it makes you think they're not just blowing smoke, you know?
It shows a commitment to transparency, you know? Like they're saying, hey, we're willing to be judged by the people we serve.
And that goes back to the trust thing we were talking about.
100%. It all connects.
So they seem to check those boxes, but it's not just about fixing leaky roofs, is it? They do new roof installations, too.
Right. New builds, tear-offs, the whole shebang.
And get this. They work with a whole bunch of different materials. Asphalt shingles, metal roofs, even TPO and foam roofing.
Wow. Okay, they're not messing around. That's impressive, actually.
Right. I was surprised by all the options they offer.
It's not just about having options, though. That variety, it tells me they've got experience with different needs and challenges. Think about it. You don't want a company that only does one type of roof and tries to force it to fit every situation.
One trick pony, huh? No thanks.
Yeah. It's about having the expertise to know when to use which material for the best result, not just the one they happen to specialize in.
So they've got the experience, they seem to care about customer satisfaction, and they know their stuff when it comes to different roofing materials. But this IS Oklahoma, we can't forget about the storms. They must be pretty swamped after a hailstorm blows through.
Oh, you know it. Hail damage is like a fact of life here, right?
Sadly, yes. And Basie's, they seem to really highlight their storm damage repair services. They even offer to help with insurance claims. Which,
oh, man, insurance claims. Don't even get me started.
Tell me about it. Dealing with insurance adjusters, it can be a real headache.
Headache is putting it mildly. Last time I had to file a claim after a hailstorm, it felt like a part-time job.
I hear you.
It's like they speak a whole different language sometimes. But that's why having a roofing company that gets the whole insurance game, that's huge. They can be your advocate, you know, fight for you to get what you deserve. Takes a load off your mind.
Seriously, the last time a hailstorm blew through, I swear dealing with the insurance adjuster was more stressful than finding all the dents in my car.
Right. It's like a whole other job dealing with insurance.
But that's what I'm saying. If you've got a roofing company that can handle that part of it, the insurance stuff, that's got to be worth its weight in gold.
Oh, for sure. Takes so much stress off your plate.
Speaking of things that are worth their weight in gold, did you notice they call themselves one of Oklahoma City's top roofing companies?
I did see that, yeah.
It's a bold move, right?
It takes confidence. I'll give them that.
But how do you know if it's all hype or the real deal?
Okay, so this is where you got to put your detective hat on. You can't just take their word for it. It's like anything else online. It's like anything else online. Right. Got to verify.
So what should people look for? How do you verify a roofing company?
All right. So first things first, check out their Better Business Bureau rating.
Makes sense.
That's always a good starting point. See if they've snagged any awards or been recognized by, you know, legit industry groups.
All right, got to look for those credentials.
And of course, the online reviews.
Oh, yeah, got to check those out.
But, and this is key, don't just stick to their website.
Nah, branch out a little.
Exactly. Go to those independent platforms, Google reviews, Yelp, even Angie's List or Nextdoor.
Oh, yeah, those neighborhood apps can be brutal. In a good way, I mean. Look, honest.
Exactly, you get the real deal.
So you're scrolling through those reviews. What are you looking for?
Okay, so anybody can cherry pick a couple of good ones for their website. You want to look for the overall picture. What's the general vibe, you know?
Is there a consensus?
Yeah. Are people consistently saying good things? Are they praising their work? You know, how professional they were, good communication. Or are you seeing red flags popping up?
Because there's always a few bad apples.
Always. Huh. And here's a little pro tip. Look at the details.
Okay, yeah, get specific.
Do they mention the quality of the materials, how good the installation was, did the crew show up on time, stuff like that?
Right, because those little things, they add up.
They really do.
So while we're talking reviews, those insurance claims, any advice for dealing with the roofing company and the insurance company? Seems like that could get messy.
Oh, it can be a real dance, let me tell you.
Right. You don't even know the steps.
Exactly. One minute you're doing the waltz, next thing you know it's a tango and you're stepping all over your own feet.
So how do you avoid a stumble?
Okay, most important thing. Remember, you're the homeowner. This is your castle. You call the shots. Don't let the roofing company or the insurance adjuster pressure you.
It's easy to feel rushed, though, you know. Especially after a storm, you just want that roof fixed.
Absolutely. But that's where those buzzwords, remember we talked about them, that written warranty.
They come back around.
It's all connected. A good company. And Basie seems legit so far, but they should be willing to work with you on your timeline. No pressure.
So it's like, don't panic. Get it in writing. And don't be afraid to speak up.
Preach. You got it. You have the right to understand everything. It's your roof, your money.
You're your own best advocate.
Absolutely. And a good roofing company, they'll be an advocate for you too. They want you to get a fair deal from the insurance company. Everybody wins.
Now, before we move on to, you know, what else you can do, there's something else about Basie's I found interesting. They really play up their team's expertise, like highly trained roofers, years of experience, top quality brands.
Yeah, they do lay it on kind of thick, don't they?
But isn't that just like marketing 101? I mean, who wouldn't say they have the best, most experienced team?
You're not wrong. You got to take it with a grain of salt, for sure. But here's the thing. They keep mentioning craftsmanship. And that's got to count for something, right?
It's true. A roof has to be more than just nailing shingles, right?
Exactly. It's precision. It's attention to detail. And that comes from experience, from knowing your craft.
It's like that old saying, the bitterness of poor quality remains long after the sweetness of low price is forgotten.
Ooh, I like that.
And it's so true. Especially with a roof, it's a big investment. You don't want to be doing this again in a couple of years just because you went for the cheapest option.
Nope. You got to go for quality. Got to get it done right the first time.
Right. You want that peace of mind. So, okay, we've learned a lot from Basie's website.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing there's more to uncover, right? Like, where do we go from here?
Oh, we're just getting started. The website, it's like the first page of the story. Now we got to turn the page and see what happens next.
Get out the magnifying glass.
Exactly. Time for some real digging. And I mean that literally. Get those fingers moving. Time for some online research.
So beyond just looking at their website, right? What should people be looking for?
All right, so remember all those independent review sites we talked about?
Google, Yelp, all that good stuff.
Exactly. Those are gold mines. You can find some real talk about people's experiences.
And remember, folks, details are key.
Yes. Don't just skim. Look for those reviews that really dive in. Did the crew show up on time? Were they respectful of the property? How they handle problems? The nitty-gritty stuff.
Right, because you want the full picture, not just the highlight reel.
100%. And while you're at it, don't be afraid to tack into your network. Ask around. Friends, neighbors, coworkers.
Word of mouth is powerful.
The most powerful. Someone you know might have a great roofer they swear by.
Love a good recommendation. And hey, while you're gathering info, why stop there?
Go big or go home.
Exactly. This is a big decision. Ask Basies for references directly.
Ooh, good call.
If they're a reputable company, they'll be happy to connect you with some satisfied customers.
Absolutely. Nothing to hide. And you know what else? This might seem obvious, but get multiple quotes. I can't stress this enough. Don't just go with the first company you talk to.
Chop around a little.
Exactly. Compare prices, of course, but look at what's included. What materials are they using? How do they communicate? You'll get a much better sense of who you're comfortable working with.
It's like finding a good pair of shoes. Right, you got to try a few on.
Yes. It's all about the right fit. You're going to be working with these folks for a while. You want someone you trust.
Absolutely. Okay, so to wrap things up, I think the biggest takeaway here is that a roof, it's not just about shingles and nails.
It's about protecting what matters most.
Exactly. Your home, your family, your peace of mind. So do your research, trust your gut, and don't be afraid to ask questions.
You got this.
And there you have it. Another deep dive in the books. We covered a lot today, from decoding marketing jargon to the ins and outs of insurance claims and the power of a good online review. Hopefully you're feeling more informed, more confident. You got this. Remember, knowledge is power when it comes to choosing the right roofing company. And that's a wrap.